Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Hurricanes, they are back at it tomorrow. Road trip to California to take on the Cal Bears.
When did they leave? Yesterday?
Yes. Yeah, I would say.
DBJ today was speaking with Joe. He was already in California, and he mentioned that they got there a day early to help acclimate themselves to the time.
Gotta acclimate.
Wait.
Yeah.
You realize if he was talking to Joe, that means he goes on 3 in the morning.
No, this one wasn't a replay. It was live at 9:30, so it was actually 6:30 over.
6:30, okay.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah. But it's still there early as hell. Too early to be on the radio, if you ask me. Unless, you know.
Definitely. Man, well, sometimes the old loves to get up early.
That's true. He was probably already taking a walk.
I get up early.
Get that crisp air in the Bay Area.
That crisp California air.
Depends on where you are. Mm. I went golfing there, and the guys came and picked me up, and they were in rain suits. Oh. And I was in shorts and a golf shirt because it was 90 degrees at the hotel. And they started laughing. Why are you guys laughing? Say, so you know where we're going golf is going to be 60 degrees, right? I'm like, ooh, just over that bridge that I can see? They go, yeah. So I had to buy a rain suit in the golf shop.
Oh, sounds like that's $100.
$300.
Do you think this is one of those things, though, as long as the Canes play clean, because they certainly shot themselves in the foot a couple of times to get behind the eight ball against Virginia Tech. Now, I get it with Cam, like, He said it. He's a gunslinger. He's going to let some of those things rip. He likes to play with some style.
That wasn't the problem, though. The problem was the mistakes, the carelessness, you know, all the other stuff, right? Don't put yourself in a position where you have to play perfect football. And when you have a lot of the mental mistakes, right,
mm-hmm.
that means that when you have an opportunity, you have to take advantage. You don't have any room for error because you're making up for all the mistakes that you make. That's what I mean by that. Like, the game didn't match the games that they had played before that, as far as clean, you know, as far as just being a clean game. I'm not saying you got to make every play. I'm not saying you got, but the sloppy tackling, the boneheaded penalties, the, you know, stuff like that.
This from Miami Herald on the Canes run game. It says, on the surface, the Hurricanes have averaged 193 rushing yards per game. That's good for 38th nationally, but some context on that. Of their 965 rushing yards, 214 of them have come on four plays. A 91-yard Jordan Lyles rushing touchdown against USF, runs of 34 and 56 yards by A.J. Allen, a consecutive plays against Ball State, and a 33-yard touchdown run by Damian Martinez against FAMU. All four of those plays have come in the second half of games at a point where Miami had already a commanding lead. Remove those four plays, and the Hurricanes have run for 751 yards on 159 carries in five games.
Okay, so let me explain to you something about running back. If your average is 4.5 yards, you don't get 5 yards every carry. In fact, there's some carries you might get no yards, but then you have that 20-yard run, and then you might have a 25-yard run, and then you might break one. You can't then just go after and say, oh, if I just take these plays out of it, you only average 3 yards. That's not football.
That's what they just did.
Yeah, but it's stupid.
Well,
they all count. Know. They all count. So he wants to make the numbers look worse. To make his point, he wants to take out the biggest rushes?
I think
don't do that with any team.
Nah, I think what they're doing there is they're just saying, like, hey, it looks decent, but just keep an eye on it. We're not quite sure yet.
What he should have said is this. In the moments of the game where they truly needed to run the ball, first down runs, third and shorts, or whatever, they haven't had a lot of success.
No.
Their overall success is great. Situationally, though, they can get better. That's it. That's it. You can't eliminate certain, well, if I say this, hey, you know what? If Cam wouldn't have had those three picks, he would have had almost a perfect game. It sounds stupid.
I know, and I think the thing with Mario is, like, yes, we know Mario to be a trenches guy, but, I mean, the passing game's been incredible. Like, they you know, like, what are you supposed to do? Stop slinging it because this quarterback's amazing.
Stop slinging it because you want to show that you can run the football? It's stupid. Okay, but I will say this. There have been moments, especially in that Virginia Tech game, when they weren't very physical, and Virginia Tech came and took their lunch money, where when you tried to run the ball, they were the aggressor.
I think the concern of that really is, you know, is going to be especially noticeable. Like, if you do get to these bowl games and you get to these other conferences, if you take on an SEC team, like, can you match with them physically? I think that's what we're all wondering, because we know that the Canes, tons of mooses all over the place. I think we see all that, but, you know, is it a case of they're bullying up on teams they should bully up on? Are they going to be able to physically hang with the teams that we know are going to be full of monsters? Problem for another day, right?
It's one thing to be physical against a guy that's smaller than you.
Yeah.
It's another thing to be physical with somebody your same size.
But for right now, look, it's problem for another day. Right now, they got to run this. They got to run through this ACC. That is such a task right now, because there's always been that. They almost got.
They almost got last week, but they didn't. Yeah,
they didn't. So, task at hand, take on this travel. big stage once again. It's late, but you're the game day, the game day game. So if you get this puppy done, man, that's all it is. They've been a show. I've been having fun. I mean, you want to talk about you have not been getting football fun from your Dolphins, surprisingly, but the Canes. Oh, it's been good. It's been good. Take a quick break. When we come back, a little action, baby. Leroy will tell you what he likes for the weekend and more to come here on the show. Back after this. Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Let's get to 15 minutes of game day. Uncensored here. Brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Sorry, I ruined that for you.
No, you did okay. You did all right. Not ruin worthy. You got the Beetlejuice shirt on today. Have you seen the sequel? Did you see it already?
I actually saw it when it came out.
All right.
It was very a good movie. I liked it.
What are you drinking? You juicy? What are you, a child frog boy?
You know,
you got that cranberry apple.
No, this time I was.
Was that a Fanta?
Speaking of Beetlejuice, yeah,
that is a Fanta.
I was forced to get this because the vending machine wouldn't allow me to get candy. Didn't know I worked in North Korea. This is crazy. Can't even get any gummy worms. Something about the card reader not working.
You don't need gummy worms.
But I just love them. They're so good. They got Gushers in the vending machine now.
Leroy.
Yes, sir.
What do you got this weekend for your prize picks? What's all set up, buddy? Yeah. What's the action for this weekend?
So here's what we got. So I already made that one mistake.
Mm-hmm.
The Kirk Cousins mistake.
Well, yeah. He only threw for 509 yards. Dude, who could see that coming?
Nobody.
Especially on a Thursday night.
All right. Hold on. Let's see.
He's spicy.
Oh, no.
Oh no! Don't, really? Wait, whoa! Careful, careful! Don't just say that and not.
You know. Oh no!
No. So, and now I got to get another one. So I had six picks. Here's what I had: Baker Mayfield to throw for more than 199 yards.
Okay, that didn't happen.
Right. That was my first one. I had Caleb Williams more than 215. Okay. Lamar Jackson, more than 207.
Okay.
Jordan Love, more than 256. Derrick Henry, more than 85.5. And Mike Evans, more than 60.
What was Jordan Love's number?
256.
Very specific.
Yeah, because LA is a dumpster fire.
No, I understand, but it's just 256. Like, well, not 250, 256. It's very odd.
Yeah.
Very specific number to put it on. Interesting. All right, really? So that's anything else that you're eyeing, or is that those are your?
Yeah, here's what I've figured out. For me, I only like going with overs. Right, I don't want to sweat out a under.
I don't like betting unders.
I don't like sweating lesses.
I don't like betting unders.
It's no fun.
Exactly.
And I realized that when I was watching Kirk Cousins. So I'm going to go kick the tires on. Like, I have a lot of success when I do the rushing because the passing is still hit or miss. Right? There's a lot of good games with guys. Like, last night's game went into overtime, and Baker Mayfield had 180 yards passing.
Sure did.
So how do you figure that one out?
I don't know.
Right. So I like – or here's what else I do. I go with the low-hanging fruit. So anytime a team is playing a bad team, everybody get their numbers. And I try to avoid Dolphins, and I try to avoid Browns.
What over could you bet on the Dolphins? Kicks?
I don't know. Let's see. I'll tell you right now if they
punt,
what they have.
Punt
I'll tell
rating?
You right now what they have. All right.
By the way, speaking of the Dolphins, while Leroy looks for that, Mike McDaniel earlier today, he's going to base on whether or not Odell plays on practice today. Could be in a modified pitch count kind of role if he looks good. Same thing with Raheem Mostert, who he said got hurt on the first play of the season. but could be making his return on a pitch count this weekend. Boom. He said he's fairly optimistic.
Oh, it's this week four.
Pitch count, dude. He's coming back from injury. I didn't make the quotes. He said them. Mike McDaniel says he's fairly optimistic that both Teron Armstead and Kendall Fuller will clear concussion protocol. So it looks like that.
I mean, do we want Teron Armstead to play?
Yes.
It's a giant. Okay.
Yes.
I get that.
Jordan Poyer, Mike McDaniel, not optimistic that he will play.
Boom! I don't see. You know what? They don't have any Dolphins.
Oh, man, really? Well,
yeah, let me keep looking. It's a long list.
There's no prizes to pick there. Trust me.
Wow.
I was looking for Pat. No.
I wanted to get your thoughts on this.
Oh.
Because I know what Leroy's going to say.
Okay. <Do you? laughs> All right.
Did you see the rumblings around the rumor mill, the internet rumor mill, with primetime? Deion Sanders.
Ooh.
Seeming like he wants to lure Shedeur Sanders to the Miami Dolphins. He seems very intrigued that the Dolphins stinking up the joint right now. He's, you know, of course, was like, oh, you know, we want Tua to be healthy, you know, Of course.
But yeah, yeah.
He seems very intrigued about getting Shedeur to the Miami Dolphins. What did you make of that?
Let me tell you something about Shedeur. Mobile, dude.
He's not, but that's just it.
Mobile.
Wait.
Yeah.
He's not mobile.
Nah, he's mobile. No, he's not. He's not fast.
Not at all.
He's not fast.
He's not mobile, dude.
He can extend a play.
Dude, he might not have 100 yards rushing.
I honestly would believe that. Well, I mean,
what he's got, though. He's got a real piss whistle.
Oh, he's got a cannon. He definitely has a cannon.
Hey, you guys, look, how many yards rushing does he have?
I'll tell you right
now. I'm looking.
No, but, you know, when you're mobile, you don't just need to get rushing yards. You just need to be able to extend plays, baby. Maybe dodge a
25
tackle
carries, here, Marcos. I mean, 25 yards on 40 carries, Marcos.
40 carries?
Thank you. Apologize.
Woo-wee.
Because you just assumed. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
40 carries?
Hey. Yeah. Let me just put this out there.
This is horrible.
You assume because dude was black, he runs around.
Yeah, no. I think your type was coming through in stereo.
No, trust me.
Apologize.
I assume because his dad was, I don't know, the greatest athlete of all time, that maybe he'd be a little mobile. So you know what?
No. That's not what you thought, dude.
That's not what you thought.
Yeah.
Wait. Because guess what?
Yeah.
You know who can run? Arch Manning.
Yeah, he can. Fast.
So why you sit here with your nonsense?
No, you need to apologize
right now.
Just admit that you thought it.
Wait.
Let's see.
Get away from this.
Ja'Cory Harris. Brad Kaya.
De'Eric King.
All I've seen is non-intangible lack of scrambling as a Hurricanes fan.
De'Eric King could run a little bit.
A little bit before he, broke into pieces.
Well, that wasn't his fault.
I haven't seen
Marcos.
Yeah,
don't try to
Byron Leftwich.
What you did there?
Yeah.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Just say what you did.
Say what you did. You made an assumption because he wasn't an intangible that he could run.
I mean, 25 yards. What are we doing, dude? What are we doing? Hey,
but see, I watched some of the games.
Yeah.
So I knew he didn't run.
He runs a 4.6.
And you just fell for it.
He runs
black
a 4.6.
Quarterback, he
four,
probably could run.
Last year, his rushing stats were minus 77 yards.
Horrible offensive line in Colorado. But he runs a 4.65. You tell me that's not good enough?
For a Deion Sanders kid?
4.65 to what? Take a three-step drop?
Okay. I mean, Tua runs a 5.5.
By the way, that's slow.
4.6?
Wait. So let's go to some of the running quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know what Lamar Jackson ran?
All right, we started with Lamar Jackson.
Huh?
Nah, what is he, like a 4.3?
Well, we got to pick a black guy because obviously you were just assuming that all black quarterbacks can run.
I never said that.
You know who else can't run?
Yeah.
Jameis Winston?
Yeah, I know. I agree.
You don't have to. Wait. A guy in his college career has a total of about minus 50 yards rushing. And the first words out of your mouth was, he's mobile.
Yeah. Extends plays.
Is it safe to say you made some assumptions there?
Yeah. I did jump to conclusions that because...
Okay, that's all we want. That's all we want.
Because his father was Deion Sanders,
he would be athletic. Because his father was black.
No, what? If Deion Sanders...
Okay.
I assume Christian McCaffrey... Yeah.
When was the last time you mentioned a white quarterback and said, he's mobile?
I think every quarterback.
Every time we play the Bills.
Ryan Tannehill, mobile.
Used to be a wide receiver.
Did you know he used to play wide receiver in college?
Oh,
in fairness, though.
I'm just telling you right now.
Will Levis.
You made some assumptions.
You know, it's really unbecoming of both of you because, you know, what? Leroy did the same thing with Pella Larson saying that he's the next Dan Marley, you know, so.
No, but see, who's Pella Larson's parents? We know what Leroy was talking about. Leroy, so disappointed in you, dude.
What? No, we're trying to do it on you now.
By the way, I wasn't the one to say that. I just repeated it.
Mm. Yeah, you Don Sazam said it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go. Now, go tell UD.
Wow.
I will tell UD.
Oh, we know what you do in front of Heat players.
Why is Pelican?
Yeah, we know what you do in front of Heat players.
What? Mingle?
Become a fraud.
Look, you guys want me to be disrespectful to people's cultures. That's what you guys are doing.
Okay. No.
So you'd rather do that behind their back instead of their face?
Oh my goodness, Toby, you're not
That's much worse.
Is it? Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. That's stinky right there. That is stinky.
Look,
you want me to do it behind their face? No, I much prefer doing it behind their back when they can't hear me.
Exactly.
Jukebox gets it. According to my logic, Michael Phelps' kids gotta be fish kids. I agree. If he has kids, they better swim fast.
So what about your kid?
He has no choice. Right now, I am the fastest swimmer on this side of the Mississippi. I've already confirmed that.
What?
Yeah, for sure. Easily the fastest swimmer on this side of the Mississippi. So my son has no choice. Like Tobin.
What?
Your kids should be able to wiggle out of anything.
That's possible.
It's lineage. You know, it's passed down.
Schmeathan says, don't forget what Leroy did with Shohei.
Oh, we remember, dude.
Not bring that back. Let's not.
I didn't do nothing with Shohei.
People don't forget.
Got canceled. The show almost got banned like 3 times.
No. Mm-hmm. I was just being honest. I'm like, when you say, and when people say, who do you think would be the first person to go 40-40 or 50-50? Yeah. So I said it's a shock. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just like, that's, you wouldn't have said that. You wouldn't have said Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's done it. And yeah, don't be mad at me. I ain't the only one that had that thought. Wow, Shohei Ohtani's the first with all the great, you know, hitters and guys that did all that stuff.
That's not what you
hitters.
It
that's
is.
What that's you're talking
it literally
about,
is exactly what I thought.
Yeah,
we'll take a break.
Don't try it. Don't you put that on me, Rick and Bobby? No.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Want to let you guys know, Heat fans, this Monday, the Miami Heat will host their annual Red, White, and Pink game presented by Baptist Health, Miami Cancer Institute. An open exhibition that'll include the Heat's 24-25 roster. Tickets are only $7 a piece. Benefits the care and research of the Baptist Health Miami Cancer Institute. For more info, go to heat.com/tickets. We'll be there broadcasting that for you. And then the Miami Heat preseason will get underway next week as well. We got, I think they got Charlotte on Tuesday. And then they will be home, I want to say Thursday against Atlanta. I think that's their first preseason home game. So we made it, Heat fans. We made it. It's very, very exciting. We also made it to the mixed bag.
Whoa. Sorry, I was arguing with Leroy. I should have that.
Oh. You want me to do another thing? You want me to do another liner while you look?
No, I do want to say this before I play the song, though. Hopefully the Heat are going to be okay on Monday for the Red, White, and Pink game, and they don't, you know, call out with sunburns from the vacation they're having.
Wow.
If you did watch Jimmy Butler's Instagram this morning, we started the show with that. He was not about Nikola Jovic swimming into the Bohemian waters. And then in the middle of the party that he was having, it was a Jimmy Butler, it seemed a team birthday party for him. Nico was floating on his back, drinking a brewski. So.
What a life.
What a life.
First he was at Han and now he's floating.
But he doesn't have to sneak in anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, true, 21.
Finally he can go to Senior Frogs if he wants to.
Oh, yeah.
No issues.
The Bahamas usually doesn't check anyway. But
That's fair. What do we got in the mixed bag today, Marcos?
We are going to continue hearing from the person who is supposed to make a return pretty soon. OBJ. Heard a couple things from him at this show and how he's doing us the favor.
A lot of words from him.
From that. Another thing that I don't believe from him. saying that he isn't affected by the outside noise. He has directly addressed all the Twitter trolls, saying that he's just here for a paycheck. This is what Odell had to say.
Respectfully, to I'm not. It sounds messed up, so it's gonna be a bad quote, but I'm not getting paid like a crazy amount of dollars. There's, you know, I could be making money if I had more time elsewhere outside of this building. A lot of my contract is incentives based, so that means I have to reach certain numbers to be able to get that money. So for me, respectfully, I don't really care for, you know, opinion. Like, I care for my son, I care for my close family. I've grown so far past that, because at the end of the day, you could be the most perfect person in the world, say the most perfect quotes and all that, there's still somebody out there who's gonna hate on you. So, like, there's no point in getting yourself caught up over that. I've said the quote, Purell hand sanitizer cleans 99.9% of germs. There's always still gonna be that little something, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, there's just no point in worrying about someone's opinion and all. Like, bro, I'll never see some of y'all in my life again. You have a account with zero posts and 89 followers and whatever. Like, congrats. Enjoy your life. I'm going to enjoy mine. I'm so far past someone's opinion of me. I know who I am. I always say I know where I live, so I never need to address anything. Like, you know what I mean?
This guy loves his sayings, huh?
He loves his sayings.
He threw in like three or four of them.
He also loves reminding us.
I think it gets to a point where you ever want to say something, but you don't really know how to say it to truly express. And so you try to say it anyway, and it comes across not maybe like you intended, but your message got across.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand how your message gets construed sometimes. Totally understand that, especially when you're referring to someone's father and get accused of something completely different.
You know, not every...
What?
Every athlete's son is going to be a great athlete. You know, they're not all going to have the same traits, Frog Boy.
Look, I mean, Bronny don't look nothing like LeBron.
Made it to the NBA. No. Made it to the NBA, baby.
Made it to the NBA.
He ain't make it to the NBA. He got picked. That don't mean nothing. He ain't played one game in the NBA.
Trust me, J.J. Redick's a stool pigeon. He's going to play him.
Wow. Dude, what's wrong with you?
What?
It's been a while since he has mentioned J.J.
Well, Redick, I mean, it is the NBA season. I mean, it's enough of J.J. Redick already. But you know what? Leroy, are you blending something right now? You're like right in your microphone, dude. Like, what are you doing?
So... Here's what happened.
An ice machine in there.
I went to get something to drink.
You got a poppy.
Yeah, but I only had hot ones. So then I had to go get a cup to get some ice, but I didn't want to do it here and spill it, which was going to happen. So I just took the ice and poured it into my cooler.
We all heard it.
Oh, did we?
Oh, dude. Hey, you... It's been a rough week for you this week.
What do you mean?
I'm not lashing out.
Yes, you are.
You put a glacier into people's ears, ASMR style.
Hey, you know what? You've been very offensive this week. And furthermore, you act like this tough, I like the bits and all that. Yep. But then when the bit was available... You fold it up.
The bit wasn't available. The bit wasn't available.
Yes, it was. Oh.
It wasn't available.
It was definitely available.
It was available.
Listen, there's a little thing called TNP. Time and place.
Okay.
And you just were like, man, I'm going to do whatever. Just drop this right into your lap. That's fine.
I mean, I basically said, hey, Nico's here. No babushka?
No, you didn't say that. You're like, you're going to do the thing? And he's like, what thing, Bobby?
What thing?
No, he said, so are you gonna do the thing? Yeah. Are you going to say it?
He didn't say that.
Basically.
He didn't exactly say that. He didn't say that. That's not what he said.
Yeah.
You guys are bastards, you know?
Wow!
I mean, really, like, if you guys were a superhero group, it'd be the three bastard tiers. That's what you'd be.
Wow.
The only group I want to be a part of.
All for one. And one for messing with Tobes. That's what you are.
Really?
Yep. Wow. And when you mess with us?
Yep.
You don't mess with us.
Really? No, I don't. It's my own business.
Dude, what? You call me a different frog name at the end of every break.
Listen, I mean,
you accused me of bird murder.
I didn't accuse anything. We just went with very strong evidence.
And had no evidence.
And you replay a word I mess up after every segment.
That's true.
Not like you're fluid through the English language there, buddy.
I don't have the replay button. So if you're mad at somebody, that is the amphibian in that.
Not to mention what you did with dominoes after never playing a hand of dominoes in your life.
What did I do?
You're talking about the rules.
I didn't talk about the rules. I literally didn't talk about the rules. See, this is what, again, you guys have all your flaws and you're lashing them out at me. You're acting like I have like political power over this. Mm. You lost a Bam. You killed a bird. Your feet are webbed. Not on me.
What?
Wow. Lash him out, dude. Told you that in confidence.
That's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She knows what she did.
No.
I know I did nothing.
No. You can't even do bird. No bird.
You can't do a babushka.
No.
No bees.
You're not bit handcuffing me.
Mm. Oh, really?
I took my babushka suspension. I will take it for the next 30 days. But you're not gonna put a you know, this is like Jim Harbaugh. I'll take my one punishment. That's for fake. But that's it.
Listen. So basically, what you're saying is this: you went to a bank and stole $700 bills. It's a different crime if you go steal 20s.
No. What?
I'm just saying. Like, you should not be able to do any. You should be banned.
You want to know what I find interesting? It's always funny when I have one thing that comes up, and then you guys like to finagle the rules to cast a wider net. You know, it's a weird thing with you guys. Like, I say one thing, and then you're like, that's the rule. And then you're like, nah, actually, the rule is 900 different things. You guys, look, once the sentence is handed down, there's no double jeopardy. That's the justice system. So if you guys wanted to ban all voices when I took my punishment and took my plea deal, you should have made it all voices. We would have had a tougher court case. You don't get to go back. You ban Babushka for a month. That's the punishment. End of story.
Fine.
I blame Jay Figs. He likes to
just
add
into it again.
Greedy.
You're blaming me?
I should have been more thoughtful.
Marcos, look at me in the eye.
No, I can't. Wait, I can't do it.
The eye? Which one?
I can't do it. Wow.
It's okay. I know I have big eyes.
No, she got big eyeballs. She does.
Hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You can see better.
No, you can't.
You can see all your frauds.
No.
It wouldn't have mattered if I did it anyway. Like, if I did the bit, like, it would have made the newsletter anyway. You know, you don't put us in there ever.
I
could have done the bit anyway. Like, it would have ended up. Would anybody at Odyssey have seen it? No.
This is a mixed bag of quibbling.
Oh, we doing mixed bag?
You kind of ruined it with your ice.
I didn't ruin it.
Ice, you loud.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll take a break. We'll mix it up coming up next.
All right. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.